Madagai Gimbai, Biripi Barai. That means welcome friends to Biripi country. And it is on behalf of the Biripi people, the custodians of this land, I would like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to each and every one listening to King's Kids.
When we hear from God, and we want to do what God wants us to do, but we're not sure we're hearing from God, and the devil will come along, and he'll bring a tempter, and he'll bring something that usually is too good to refuse. But if we go down that path, it leads to destruction, because it's not where God wants us to be.
So where does God want us to be? Hello, and welcome to King's Kids. I'm Heidi. Tony Dennison is an Aboriginal evangelist who shares his unique perspective on life each week at this time. Today, Tony is talking about how when God has a plan for us, the enemy tries to tempt us away from the perfect will of God. James 4, verse 7 says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Tony, how can we know that we're hearing from God and if, in fact, abiding in his perfect plan for our life?
I want you to know that you can know by praying about it, listening to God, listening to the Holy Spirit, and you can even put out a fleece if you want to know if it's from God or not.
For those who are unfamiliar with the phrase putting out the fleece, if you visit Judges chapter 6, verse 36 in the Old Testament, you will hear the story of Gideon, who on two occasions put a fleece of wool out before God to confirm that God would in fact fulfill his promise and save Israel by Gideon's hand. Gideon asked God to leave the fleece covered with the dew and the surrounds dry. Of course, only the one who sends the dew from heaven is able to achieve this, which confirmed that Gideon had in fact heard from God.
I was preaching in a place called Bateman's Bay, and it made a really big impression on the area that I was down there preaching on. And they had a large Aboriginal community, and so much that one of the guys who owned a local business, he was saved when I was preaching my testimony. And I was invited to come back and to preach again and to have a look at the area to see if the area was the place that I wanted to live. The thing was that God had told us 6 months before that he was going to move us from the church that we was in and the town that we was living in Mount Druid, and God was going to send us somewhere else. The problem with is, how do you know where God wants you to go? And because I'd been down there and I preached and I liked the area and we was asked to come back, when we came back, the church family gathered together, we had a barbecue. And we're talking a family that's poor. We don't, you know, we had everything in God, but we didn't have the luxuries that comes, you know, like money and things like that. But we love God, we serve God, and we was very happy as a family. And what had happened was these people said to me, "Come down and have this weekend with us." We had a barbecue. We had steaks so big you couldn't jump over them. I mean, they was at least 2 inches thick. Covered the whole plate. They had a motorbike there. They also said to me, "Tony, you know, all these things you're going to have if you just come down here, minister for 2 years in our church, and then you're going to have all these things." And because we lived in a housing commission house, we wanted to have a house of our own. And we thought, "Okay, God, is this you opening a door for us to get the house that we want? To have the ministry that I believe you called me to have." You see, but God called me to be an evangelist. He didn't call me to be a pastor of a church or to work in a restricted environment. God wanted me to be me for God. And so what God happened was that when I went down there, this guy approached me and he said, and he took us up to a headland where the ocean is both sides of the headland and you can, it was such a beautiful place to look at. And he said, "See that house there?" And I said, "Yeah, what a beautiful home." He said, "I just bought that home." He said, "If you sign a contract and come here for 2 years, that house is yours. You can have that house." And I said, "Wow, a house, a job, I was unemployed, a ministry." And I thought, "Well, this must be you, God." But you know, when things come like that, you need to go back to God. because God is he's the answer to everything. And you know what? You're going to have all the things in the world. You're going to have that beautiful home, beautiful community, beautiful job, a beautiful church. But if it's not where God wants you to be, you're going to be miserable. And it's not going to work. So I said to the wife, I said, let's go and ask God where he wants us to go. And you know what happened? God said, no, you're not to take it. And, you know, I pleaded with God. I said, God, just for 2 years, just let us go there for 2 years, God. And we can have a house and, you know, we can have some money in the bank. We can do all these things, Father God. And God said, that's not where I want you to be. So we went back home and we said to God, what do you want us to do? And, you know, God spoke to me and he said, Tony, he said, I want you to go back to Moree. I want you to go back to your roots. I want you to go back there. And I said, God, I don't have a job. I don't have a house. And I said, my wife's been there on many occasions for visits. She can't stand the heat. She don't really like the place. I said, God, what can I do to convince her that's where she needs to be? And God said to me, test me. God said, just test me. So I put out a fleece and I said, God, I said, my wife needs to be able to get the gift of speaking in tongues, but I don't want no one to pray for her. I want you to just give it to her. That was the first fleece. And I said, God, the second thing is, we got to get a letter from the Prime Minister of Australia. And then I'll know, Father God, for sure that's where you want us to be. And I said, secondly, Lord, you're going to have to tell Mandy that's exactly where we have to be. You know what? After I handed it up to God and I prayed about it and prayed about it and handed it back to God, you know what happened? 2 weeks later, I get a phone call at work from Mandy, the wife. And she said to me, we just got a letter in the mail and it's from Bob Hawke. And he's coming to our area and he's having a dinner and he wants you to come and have a meal with us, with the whole heap of community people. And I said, God, are you trying to tell me we're going tomorrow? So I went home and I said to Mandy, I said, what else happened today? She said, well, I was outside hanging out the washing and I just started speaking in tongues. Question number two answered. And I said, well, you know what? I think God wants us to move to Moree. She said, I know. I already rang there looking for a church to go to. And you see, that's how good God is. So you know when God speaks to you, you can't just take it on face value that it's God, because sometimes the devil, a demonic spirit, can come as an angel of light. And they could put things in your head, especially if you're not a Christian or you're a new Christian and you're not grounded in the Word and you don't know how to trust God or you haven't heard from God's voice and you don't know what you're listening to. So we need to make sure it's God. And there's simple ways you can do that. You can put out a fleece. You can say to God, if this is what you want, then this is what I want to happen. And you can put out a fleece like I did. And we got a letter from the Prime Minister. We got a letter to, Mandy spoke in tongues, and God spoke to her and told her we was going to Moree.
All the way my Savior leads me, who have I to ask beside? Could I doubt his tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide? All the way my Savior leads me, and cheers each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every fullness of his promise. In the triumph of his blood. And when my spirit clothed in mortal wings, its flight to realms of day. This is my song through endless ages. Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. You lead me, keep me from.
But you see, when you trust God, and it is God, God will go before you and plan every little detail for you. See, because I didn't have a job, and I only just started working part-time 3 days a week for a government job. And then, you know what? When God comes through, the enemy comes along as well, because, see, I got a phone call from a Christian organization offering me a full-time job as a manager. Big bucks, big money, but I got to stay in Sydney. But you see, if I'd have took that job, who knows how long I would have lasted? And would I have the peace? Would I have the peace of mind that God wanted me to have? And decisions. But I already put out a fleece to God, and I said, okay, God, I'm going to go to Moree, but you're going to have to get me there, and you're going to have to give me a job and provide housing. And I turned back all the other jobs, and I remember clearly that I was at home watching television, and the Lord said to me, there's a public housing meeting in St. Mary's tonight. You need to go to it. And I said, Lord, I'm already in a house. Why do I need to go to this meeting? But I went anyway, and at the end of the presentation, this guy from housing was standing there, and I said to him, mate, introduced myself, and I said, what's accommodation like in Moree? How big is the waiting list? He said, oh, about 5 years to get a house. And I said, I'm already in a house. He said, well, you can try a swap. Then God gave me these words to say to him, that when I was in Muswellbrook, because of my past, because of people trying to kill me, I had to go to a royal commission. And when I needed to leave Muswellbrook, God opened doors through the judge of the Royal Commission that got me moved to Mount Druid. I jumped a waiting list of 15 years to get a house. And what had happened was, this guy started talking to me, and he said, how did you get the house so quick? I said, well, there was a letter put on my file. And he said, well, let me check that. He went back to Parramatta office and he checked the file. And the file was in a thing not to be opened. So anyway, he came back to me and he said, Tony, if you want to go to Moree, he said, you can have a house in 2 weeks. And so that's how it came about. Not only did God provide a house for us in Moree in 2 weeks, what had happened was I was working 3 days a week for the government, and I went to a meeting at Ed's office, and my area manager, he was in charge of the Aboriginal workers, was also in charge of Area North. And he pulled me aside and he said, mate, he said, you ever heard of a place called Moree? I said, yeah. He said, we just created a new position in Moree. He said, and if you want the job, it's yours. We've had to advertise it and we've taken interviews for it. But you don't have to have an interview. You don't even have to fly there for the interview. If it was required, we'd pay for that. But he said, the job's yours. And I just started thanking God and praising God because, see, that's God. Because if I'd have took the other position and stayed in Sydney, I would have been out of God's will and out of God's presence. And things wouldn't have been good. The job mightn't have lasted long. But to be in God's presence is more important than money.
It's hard to keep believing in what you can't see, that everything happens for a reason, even the worst life brings. If you're reaching for an answer, then you don't know what to pray. Just open up the pages, let His word be your strength, and hold on. Just hold on.
So what had happened was, to cut a long story short, then my work paid for me to move to Moree. They sent a removalist in. They put us into the house. They paid for the phone connection. They paid for the electricity connection. And they actually gave me an allowance for rural and remote living. But it was my hometown. They provided money like you wouldn't believe. And God blessed me in the time that I worked with these people, because I was in God's will, in the presence of Almighty God. So today I want to say to you, look, if you got something pressing to you, something that you're not sure is God, then put out a fleece. Talk to God. Pray about it. Ask God to speak to somebody you know to get them to confirm what God wants you to do. Now, ask God to give someone else a word to confirm what you're already thinking. And you know, if you do that, you're never wrong, because God is so great and so good that he will meet the needs. Not only when God meets the needs, he goes ahead of you and you find favor, 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 favor. You know, God blessed me while I worked for that company and while I was doing what God wanted me to do.
Boys, with Your Love Never Fails. Broken promises are something we've all experienced. What a great comfort to know that God's promises are always honoured. Hebrews 10:23 is a wonderful testament to this. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who has promised is faithful. What a relief. I'm Heidi, and you've been listening to evangelist Tony Dennison on King's Kids. You can visit our website on kingskidsministries.org, where you'll find copies of this episode available for download. And if you'd like to talk to Tony, you can ring him on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. Thanks for being with us this week, and we look forward to meeting with you again at the same time next week. Bye for now. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.